Did you ever notice the beautiful words spoken by people? You know, I don't belong to any race but the human race. Beautiful. We're all one people on the world. Although we may be different countries, nationalities, we're all part of the same human family. Beautiful words until someone messes up. And then that group, that church, that nation, that organization, the Democrats, the Republicans, they're bad people. Whatever happened to we're all part of one human family. We have to help one another. It's like the story of the Austrian emperor who went to visit a prison. And as he was touring the prison before Lent, he talked to the prisoners. And of course, each one said, "I'm innocent. I'm really innocent. You got to get me out of here. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Pardon me." Until he came to this old person in the corner of his cell, and he said, "What's your story?" He goes, "I'm guilty. I did it. I was a horrible man." And the emperor says to his fellows, "Get this guy out of here. I don't want him to corrupt these other innocent men." The fact of our mutual guilt, our mutual human family and frailty is common. And so it is no wonder that on this Sunday, which we call Forgiveness Sunday, at the end of the service, there's one page in the back on the table that will have an act of mutual forgiveness. Because without forgiveness, the world stops. One of the reasons that we don't like to forgive is because we don't like to make peace with the past. We like to hold on to things that are beyond our control, so we are relieved of the responsibility of living our life. The Christian phrase is not forgive and forget, but remember and forgive. Remember and change. When Jesus rose from the dead, his wounds did not disappear. The Christians didn't say, "Let's not write about this. Let's forget about it." No, they said, "Let's write about Judas's betrayal. Let's write about the fact that the apostles abandoned Jesus. Let's write about the fact that he was crucified and died and rose from the dead on our cross." He did not forget. He told Thomas, "Put your hands in my wounds and in my side and realize it is I." The Christian, when he forgives, when she forgives, accepts the wounds, realizes that the pain is real, and because they have been hurt so badly, doesn't want to hurt anyone else. But on the contrary, realize that the opportunity of forgiveness is also an opportunity for the future, a responsibility to take our life and say, "I didn't become like this because someone did something to me, but what a beautiful thing it is that God gave me the courage to forgive, take responsibility for my life, live with the pain, and transform that wound into a beautiful reminder of God's grace and power to overcome adversity and to say, even to the person who crucified me, look at the miraculous thing that God has done with my life." We don't forget, but we transform the wound into a battle scar, into a sign of what can be done when someone chooses to live in the past, not then, but to live in the present for the future. It is easy to say, life has no purpose. It is easy to say, "I am like this because of someone than to say, who can I be with my God, with my power, the grace that he gives me? The final thought is this. Temptation comes to everyone, and as the first story illustrates, we are all guilty, we are all sinners. How do we get rid of temptation? In the Greek mythology, there's a beautiful story about the sirens. They would be singing, and the sailors would be so entranced by their music that they would wreck their ships on the rocky shores. Odysseus would pour wax into his sailors' ears and tie some to the mast so that they wouldn't throw themselves on the rocks and thus survive. That's one way of getting rid of temptation. Close your ears, your eyes, your mouth, and hide yourself in the closet. But another one was more beautiful, where one of the musicians began to play a song that was more beautiful than the siren song. In your life, nature abhors a vacuum. It is not good enough to say, I won't do that. But the question, what will you do? How will you replace the evil that is knocking at your door with a more beautiful song, a more profound and fulfilling occupation, so that when temptation comes knocking at your heart, you will say, there is no room for you? Don't simply close your eyes and ears to the world, but open your eyes and ears and your heart to a beautiful future that you can be. Work, hobbies, books, friendships, organizations, churches, all ways where we can fill our life with beauty and compel ourselves to be a person who creates my life and doesn't spend your life running away from things, but running to something, a bright and beautiful future. This is the goal of repentance. Not simply to give up meat, but to take on something, to pray, to do good deeds. Because the goal of fasting is not to lose weight. The goal of fasting is to become a better person. Slava Isusu Hristu!